Always a pleasure to talk to Michigan Center Superintendent Scott Koziel. And he's in a good mood today.
Absolutely. lots of reasons. But
yeah, Cardinals, big win, 16 in a row last night. I was just mentioning to you, Scott, not many teams go out there and win on Moscow Road. So any time you win there, it's a real feather.
Absolutely. Chad's got such a good program out there, and you know John and all the admin staff do a great job. It's a pleasure to go out there and just be a part of that environment. They've built such a good thing out there over the last decade. I mean, you know, yeah. I played with Chad many years ago, and you know he just keeps winning, and real credit to him. But Travis and Brian Haynes really have our guys playing well. It's and we were just talking. It's just fortunate to have a team like that and just enjoy every minute of it because you don't get it every year. That's for sure.
Has Center ever gone 20-0?
Not that I know of. I'm
going to look it up today, but.
Yeah, not that I know of, and people are telling me this is the best team we've ever had. People that have been around a lot longer than I have.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just senior-laden and, you know, nice.
Does that generate a lot of excitement around the school?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think with every win, you know, more and more people are coming around. You know, at the Cascades, we're really trying to get some more of those Friday night games, though. You know, that gym would have been completely jammed if it would have been on a Friday last night. So those are things that we're looking at. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of excitement around those kids, and they're such a great group of guys. You know, just all good kids, and it's just all deserved.
Let me ask you, because you're a longtime administrator, how do you assess this? I've always despised the girls and boys basketball playing in the same season.
Well, yeah.
I think it hurts both.
That's why we were on Wednesday night last night.
Yeah.
I mean, because
that's a shame.
You know, Chuck Sprang does a great job of scheduling us with the referees, but, you know, I think he came to us a couple years ago, guys, we got to look at going to an alternate night, you know, with the girls and boys always playing on Tuesday, Friday. There just wasn't enough people to go around. And, you know, the officials, you've probably talked about it before on here, we got a shortage, and, you know, the guys are doing the best they can, and gals. You know, it's tough. So, yeah, we played on a Wednesday. I think we were the only game in town last night, as far as I know.
You guys have some upgrades getting ready to roll out at Michigan Center. I know you're excited about
it. Oh, yeah, it's really excited. The foundations was just poured for our new bleachers at the track and football stadium. And they're telling me the new bleachers will be there on Monday. So I'm not holding my breath, but I'm hoping for some time next week. So we'll get those rolling. And you know, I know Lisa Flasco, our principal, wants me to tell her that they're going to be all ready for graduation, so I'm not going to promise that, but, you know, that's something we'd really like to have ready, and I think we host a couple meets this year, track meets in the spring, so we'd like to have them for that, but, I mean, you know how it goes. We're hoping. And
sure.
Then the indoor bleachers at the old gym will be replaced close to spring break, and then we're getting some new ones over at Kiker Elementary, too, and then yeah, like you said, a lot of work is going to be coming here shortly. Actually, on my way this morning to do interviews with the low bidders from the bid opening last night. Just about $8 million of work went out, and the number of local businesses that responded is just great, and couldn't be more appreciative of their support of us, and you know, hoping to award those to local businesses next Tuesday at our board meeting. So
that's always a good thing when we can do that.
Absolutely, we got to keep it as much as we can.
Yeah. So a lot of excitement out at your place.
Yeah, absolutely. The girls, I mean, I know a lot of the credit's going to the boys right now, but Joe Lusk and Lisa Haynes have the girls playing extremely well, too.
Right.
They've got, you know, I think they're 15-3 or something, and, looking to do well in the district coming up because we're hosting that, so that'll be fun to have that at our place, and that's the week before the boys go out to Napoleon for the district. So, yeah, next couple of weeks are going to be great, and then the cheerleaders are – we're hosting that district Friday night.
Wow.
We just won the Cascade last week. Close win over Vandercook. Jessica and Vandercook have just done a great job working together, and they've really come along. And so a lot of the other conference teams in that cheerleading, it's fun to go watch them as well. And then the wrestlers, I guess I just got word that they were defeated last night in a close match with Battle Creek in the Battle Creek Penfield in the regionals because they took home the district title. So.
Mm-hmm.
Man, can't keep up with everything.
Whirlwind. Some March Madness coming.
Absolutely. It's great. It's great, though. You know, just good kids having good things happen to them.
And the best caramel corn.
Absolutely. That'll be flowing next tonight. We've got, tonight, parents' night for the girls against East Jackson.
Hey, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Scott Koziel, Michigan Center.